Hello, my friend. I'm so excited and grateful to be with you today to speak to this pressure that we are often probably feeling at this time of the year, both to finish Lent strong and prepare for Easter. And so I want to give you three tips today, three kind of main reminders or invitations to kind of offset maybe some of that pressure that you might be feeling. So in a similar way, as we talked about the New Year's resolutions, maybe you began this Lent season with all these intentions of like, okay, I've got all these things I'm going to start doing, or these things I'm going to give up and abstain from, you know, all these things I want to do with greater commitment or discipline or devotion. And maybe you've stuck with those pretty well. And maybe you feel like you've completely failed in them. And you're also just juggling this crazy long to-do list at this time of the year with everything preparation for Easter and for Holy Week and all this stuff you're probably planning for your family, maybe finishing up taxes, just juggling all the normal work stuff. Maybe you just had spring break for your kids or you're coming into that and you've got all the normal work home responsibilities and you're just trying to stay afloat with all of it. And so if you're feeling that, okay, I'm pretty overwhelmed. There's just so much that needs to be done and I'm feeling really stressed about it. My mind is going a million miles an hour. I can't get that to-do list out of my head. I don't quite feel like I'm doing enough or good enough in those commitments that I made to grow in faith during this time frame. Or you just feel like it's a heavy load that you're carrying with everything that's going on and all the responsibilities that you're holding. And you're just feeling like you're kind of run into the ground, just begging for a moment to breathe or a moment to rest. So my friend, if that is you, you are in the right place today. So let's go ahead and talk about three tips that I want to invite you into today. Hey sister, welcome to Armed to the Heart. Do you want to make an impact as a military mom and be the best mom and leader you can be at the same time? Are you finding yourself stressed and weighed down by guilt with how much your time your work steals from your family and often worry that they're getting the leftovers of you? Do you feel alone carrying the heavy load of pregnancy, postpartum, of motherhood in uniform, with so many expectations to perform in your job, stay physically fit, and such little support? Hey, I'm Megan, and in my early years as an active duty mom in the Army, I was so burnt out. I was just wishing for more time with my baby, the freedom to actually put my family and faith first while still giving my best to the team. And I was giving all I had, but it just never felt like enough. Trying to bounce back quickly, feeling all those pressures, prove myself in a male-dominated unit, trying to manage the home the best of my ability, and keep our marriage strong through so much long distance and dual military life, I just felt like I was falling short in all of it, but especially failing my family. I felt exhausted. I felt trapped in the Army, like I was losing myself in what mattered most along the way and just doubting whether all of those sacrifices were worth it. I finally cried out to God to direct my path, and He started showing me that there's a different way to find more balance and more purpose. So in this podcast, you're going to find time management strategies, holistic health and fitness tips, and mindset transformation so you can find that balance that you long for to be who you're called to be for both your family and your work without having to compromise what's most important. So lace up those boots and put on the armor of God. Let's run this race up before us as sisters in arms, as sisters in Christ.
So the first one, we're going to talk about those Lenten disciplines or practices or commitments or those resolutions, like those things that we say we're going to start doing or give up on or abstain from or maybe go extra hard in, right? That we want to increase and do with greater commitment. And there's so many things that we may have either added to the plate or tried to take away with the intention for it to draw us closer to God, right? Maybe it's reading the Bible more, maybe it's attending more church services, or if you're Catholic, more sacraments, prayer, journal, spiritual reading, different acts of service maybe, fasting, right? Sharing your gifts with others in some way, Bible studies, whatever it may be for you, it can be really easy for us to make these spiritual practices, which are all really good, beautiful things, almost an idol in some ways, similar to with anything that's good and healthy in life, like whether it's exercise or, you know, trying to grow or develop new habits that can make us, you know, a better person. It's easy to fall into this trap of an all or nothing mindset. It becomes, okay, I must do this thing this way every single day without failure. I must do this perfectly. My prayer time has to look exactly like this to be good enough or to be doing enough. Or I have to be doing all these things to be a good Christian or a good Catholic. You know, it becomes basically, this is how we are defining measuring up. Something that the Lord reminded me of in prayer a few weeks ago when I was just kind of feeling really overwhelmed and feeling like I was just falling short in so many different areas and struggling to keep up with all of those things that I was expecting of myself, he just reminded me, he just spoke into those places of vulnerability and of shame, really, and reminded me, Megan, I don't ask you to be perfect. I don't ask that of you. What I ask of you is just that you give me your heart. And so that's the very first thing that I want to share with you today, is just that reminder of God doesn't ask you to be perfect. He doesn't expect that of you. He knows you're not going to be. He just wants your heart. So you need him, right? You need his grace. I need his grace so much. And I think recognizing that dependence on him is a beautiful thing, and it's a very freeing thing. Okay, so that gets into the second one, which is to remember that it's more about a relationship with the Lord than all that we do. You know, I really want you to think about with any of these practices, like whether it's Lent or whether it's any other time of the year, really, how can I let the Lord make me more like himself? I think, again, we get so fixated on all these things that we feel like we got to do. And sometimes we end up going through the motions even, right? In prayer or in our faith life, there's that danger in making the discipline the end in itself, for it all to become more about the discipline than about God, when really it should be God, it should be Jesus as the end and what we're striving towards. And so I just want you to kind of think about a couple different things here. Some things you could reflect on or ask yourself is like, where do I feel closest to God? When do I feel closest to the Lord? Where do I encounter him? Where in creation do I just find myself praising God? What makes us lift our eyes and hearts up to the Lord or to heaven? And I know for me, like, I feel very close to God out in nature for sure. Oftentimes, like running on the trail near our house, I really feel very close with the Lord in adoration, at church, in community, and in friendships, and very close Christ-centered friendships, in journaling, like in reading scripture. Those are the things for me that really make me feel most connected to God, and just bringing my day-to-day struggles to him and being in constant conversation and friendship with him throughout the day, and remembering that he wants to be with me in all those things, just like he wants to be with you in those day-to-day. There's this beautiful quote by St. Teresa of Avila, "Prayer is nothing less than an intimate conversation between friends." And how often do we feel like prayer has to look this certain way for it to be good enough? I know I had, especially before kids, I had all these ideas in my mind of like, okay, I have to be in my comfy, you know, chair or prayer corner, and I have to have this candle and this really quiet, sacred space, and get out my journal and my Bible and like to sit here for like an hour. And then when I became a mom, I was like, well, this isn't going to happen. And then I felt like a failure at first, you know, and it was just like figuring out, how do I integrate this into motherhood in a way that makes sense and honors my vocation and just the reality of what mothering looks like, right? Which is so very hands-on, and there's so much constant need from our kids, and the demands are never ending, and it can be very overstimulated and all those things. So how do we find that space and time to deeply connect with the Lord and also allow that stillness and that silence enough to be able to hear his voice, right? So that gets into the third tip that I have for you today, and the invitation really to clear space practically, really in order to have a deepened relationship with the Lord, and also to prioritize what's most important, to be truly living that out in the day-to-day life. We have to be very intentional about clearing the space practically and allowing him to help us in this, because so many times we're feeling so bogged down with all these million things that we have to do, that, you know, we're expected to do, that we're obligated to do, and we're pulled in so many directions, we're running a million miles an hour just trying so hard to keep up, right? And so have we turned to God and asked him, can you help me, Lord, take some of these things off my plate? What do you not want me to be carrying right now that I'm carrying? What am I expecting of myself that you're not expecting of me? Or where am I living in other people's expectations that are not really aligned with yours? So this is something I want to invite you to take a step into. So my best friend is going to be leading a virtual retreat on Thursday. That is, yes, 2 days from now, on March 21st. And this is one of the things that we're going to do. We're going to clear space practically by going through this exercise called a yes-no list. And so if you're kind of feeling like, okay, this podcast has really been resonating with you, I'm feeling a lot of that kind of pressure of preparing for Easter more, preparing my heart more for Holy Week and for Easter to receive the Lord. And I'm kind of feeling like, I'm not really sure if I did what I wanted to do during Lent. Or you're just feeling really overwhelmed by all the things you've got going on right now, and you're like, there's no way I have space for anything else. Then I want you to take a look at this retreat, because I think it might be such a blessing for you. And it is just going to allow us to deeply connect with God and to clear more space truly for those things that matter most that He wants us to be focused on. And so it's going to really allow us to kind of tune out all the other voices and to hear His voice and His will more. Because oftentimes, if we don't take that moment to pause and reflect on all these things taking up space in our calendars, in our minds, in our to-do lists, we don't realize how much we're being pulled into all the things that we're doing by, you know, what everyone else says that we should be doing, or even distracted from where God really wants us to focus. This retreat will be just a beautiful opportunity to slow down, to ask God what He's really asking of you, because He wants to lighten your load. He wants to give you permission to let go of all those distractions or those things that are pulling your focus from what's most important. So I'm going to just walk you through how to do this simple exercise. Again, we're going to do this with support in the community, in the retreat, and I would love for you to join us. So I'll put the link in the show notes so you can take a look and you can register if that's something that you feel called to. I would love to journey with you in this. But this is a practical exercise called a yes-no list, and this is something that she taught me, that she's coached me in a lot, and I do very iteratively all the time because I need it. And we begin with a brain dump of all the things that you're giving energy to. So this is mentally, emotionally, spiritually. What's taking up space in your calendars? It can be your to-dos, things that you feel like you have to keep up with, even like things that you feel like you have to learn or input or information you're taking in to actual, you know, obligations that are scheduled. So some examples could be like, okay, home organization responsibilities, habits that you're trying to start or quit, or projects that you're working on, whether it's at work or at home. Things that you're learning, or even influencers that you would try to keep up with, or social media, like appointments, programs, classes, courses that you might be taking, any of those kinds of things. We just want to get everything out in this step. And then next, we're going to basically consider, what do we want to intentionally say yes to, and what do we want to intentionally say no to? And we do a defined time frame for this. So you could do 1 month, and that's a beautiful place to start. And this is where you really want to open yourself up to God's voice so that you can help discern, what is His will? What does He want you to say yes to? And when we do this exercise, it often just brings so much clarity and so much more lightness, because oftentimes a lot of these things are default. Like, they're default because we've either been doing them, we feel like we have to continue doing them, or we feel like they're expected of us, or haven't really thought about, is this actually serving me? Is this serving where God wants me to focus right now? Or is it actually kind of pulling my attention in too many directions? And so I really just want you to take a few minutes and do this exercise. And if you want to do it in community, if you want to do it with support, and you want to do it with the support to also kind of gently move through the very natural resistance and emotions that come up during this too, because they really will, then I just want to invite you to come join us on Thursday. So that is my invitation there for you, is that first practical step of the yes-no list to help the Lord help you take things off of your plate that are really not meant to be there right now. And then the next tip, and kind of along the same lines about clearing space practically, something else that you can ask yourself is like, what is the thing, or what are these things that I might go to or turn to instead of the Lord? Maybe it's when I'm stressed or I'm overwhelmed or I feel really overstimulated by the kids and I'm feeling like, okay, that was extremely draining and I just want to decompress, you know, that where do I run to or go to lose myself? Maybe when I don't want to feel the heart, I don't want to feel these emotions that are coming up that just feel really uncomfortable. Where do you go? Maybe it's scrolling social media. Maybe it's Netflix or TV. Maybe it's throwing yourself into more work or exercise or a glass of wine. None of these things are bad in and of themselves, right? And there's no judgment here. I've struggled with every single one of these things as a replacement for God. And that's where I just want you to kind of look within and just be really honest with yourself, with so much love and compassion. Where can I turn to the Lord instead? Where might He want to strengthen me or support me in this or just hold me when I'm feeling weak and when I feel like I can't handle all this, it's too much, and I just want to go escape and I want to go run from these things? Can I run to Jesus instead? My friend, he wants to receive you so badly. He just wants to open His arms and welcome you into them and hold you and carry you when you don't feel like you have the strength to keep going. So all those things can be really good. They can be beautiful things, but they can also become an idol or just prevent us from a deeper relationship with God if we let Him into those areas of vulnerability. We just allow ourselves to more deeply connect with Him. So those are my encouragements to you today. 3 practical tips or really reminders or invitations to you is, 1, let go of the perfectionism, because the Lord doesn't expect you to be perfect. He just wants your heart. And so you don't have to hold that all or nothing mindset or I'm only enough or worthy if I'm doing all these things. And that ties into the 2 that I shared, right? That it's much more about the relationship with God, with Jesus, than about all that we do. Our faith should be about a relationship. And yes, there's so many things that we can do to live out our faith in daily life. There's so many ways that we can honor and glorify Him and live a life that's fully devoted to Him. But it's not just about what we do. It's who we are and what we embody and the deep relationship we have with Him that then overflows into all of our other relationships and all that we do. And then 3, clear space practically. Allow God to help you take the load off, to lighten those burdens that you're carrying, to help you carry your cross, right? Clear space for the Lord and for what's most important. And if we really want to be able to hear His voice and to listen, it requires that slowing down. It requires creating that space for some more stillness, for a little bit, maybe more silence, if we can carve it out, you know, in the craziness of life, especially as mothers, so that we can hear His voice more clearly. I know from my experience, if we're running a million miles an hour constantly and we're just going, doing, there's never that time and space to truly, deeply connect with the Lord and be as attuned as we want to be and He wants us to be to His promptings and His will, and to experience a fruit of that relationship, which is the deep interior peace that He wants to give us, because that gives us so much freedom that regardless of our circumstances, no matter how hard or crappy they are, how much they suck sometimes, how much we like wish that this cup would pass from us, or how much uncertainty we're dealing with, overwhelm we're dealing with, how heavy things are for us in our life right now, He wants to give us His peace and He wants to give us rest. So let Him lead you into that over this next week or so leading up to Easter. And don't be afraid to slow down to create that space for Him to meet you. And I completely understand the overwhelm and the stress and the million things on your plate and on your mind, as my husband is leaving tomorrow really early in the morning for a whole month of time away for field training. And it's a busy time of the year. I'm transitioning from the Army and I'm doing an internship and I'm the conference coordinator and we have the conference in a month. And so it's like crunch time for that. And just trying to close out so many of these transition tasks that feel kind of overwhelming or just challenging to sift through and even understand like what the next steps look like. And, you know, taking care of the kids and their needs and being pregnant, you know, navigating that, finally out of the first trimester and feeling a little bit more energy, a little bit more like myself. But it's a lot. And every single one of us are carrying heavy loads. You know, it's easy to get so stuck in the day-to-day stressors or maybe the anxiety of what's all to come in the future, not knowing what to expect or how everything's going to work out. And my invitation to you is just to slow down enough to let the Lord be with you in it and lead you to rest. So come join me and my friend Anna in the retreat on Thursday. It's called Release, and it's going to help you release so many of these things, both, like I said, practically from your plate, and then these other things that you're carrying mentally and emotionally that the Lord wants to allow you to be relieved of. So I love you, and I'll be praying for you, and I'll talk to you soon.